that God is in control. So let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for the two women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, for their yes and their obedience in starting the Master's Call. Lord, we ask right now that you keep a hedge of protection around these two amazing women of God and artists' life. Lord, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to just continue to do the exceeding and the abundant, more than we can hope or ask, according to the power that worketh in us. Father, we ask you right now to just continue to keep the speaker, O Heavenly Father. Download a word into him, O Holy Lord, and let it come forth clear and uninterrupted. Lord, we praise you, we glorify you, and we lift you up. It's in Jesus' name that we pray, and we say amen, amen, and amen. Well, again, we are so glad that you've joined us this morning. Get your pens and paper ready, and I will now turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Kai. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, my beautiful Mississippi queen. Take it away. The floor is yours.
Thank you so much, Minister Kai, for seating and greeting us, each and every one of us this morning, and giving thanks to God on this wonderful Thursday. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you do. We love and appreciate you. I'm telling you, God is so good for giving us such wonderful people on this ministry. Good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And I, along with Minister Kai, say welcome to the Master's Call. We call it our telecommunication sanctuary. And for those of you that are here for the very first time, we say a special warm greetings to you. And let me share a little bit with you, something about this call, how it started. It started, believe it or not, back in October 2010 through our two anointed and appointed co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, we call her Miss Superfantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. And they said yes, and we're so glad that they did, because this call has been going on every Monday through Friday here at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, 5 a.m. Pacific. And it was established on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, a mission state was also put in place, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Of course, with that in mind, we want you to invite your family, your friends, your coworkers, your neighbors, and tell them this is a great, great way to start their day. Now, we also encourage you to go to our website. It is www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. There you will find the whole buffet of messages from 2010. Can you believe it? Yes, you can go there and pull up a message anytime you get ready. That is phenomenal. And you also see the bios of our speakers. Now, our theme for the year, which I am so thrilled in, this is the month of December. It is in 2017, by faith, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. So we feel God is doing a great work in and for each and every one of us. So if you feel led to be a part of this wonderful ministry, we invite you to do so by sending information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And we would definitely get back with you, because we definitely want to see you come on and greet such as Minister Kai did so wonderfully, or you may want to host, which is what I'm doing, and then you may even have a word from the Lord. And you can also send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports to info@themasterscall.net. Now, what brought us all together was this phenomenal company called Artists International. It is now under the umbrella of Artist Life, and we're so excited that we are part of a wonderful company that God ordained, that we are helping people with their health as well as their wealth. In order to get more information, get with the person that invited you on the call this morning, and then better still, today is Testimonial Thursday. Oh, what a good day for you to get on this call right after this call and hear the wonderful testimonies of what these products are doing for so many people around the world. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Today is Testimonial Thursday, so invite some people to get on. You will be thrilled to hear the testimonies about these products. Now, another thing, we have Extravaganza 2018 coming up March 9th through the 11th. You want to be in that place in Los Angeles, California. It will be held at the Sheraton Gateway and near the airport, and we're so excited because they're only charging $29 registration for right now. So you can get on events at artistlife.com and get your ticket today. Only $29 at events at artistlife.com. And you can invite guests. Guests are invited to come to this wonderful extravaganza. They're having a red carpet scene, VIP dinners, and what have you. So much is going to take place, and we're looking forward to seeing each and every one of you in the place. Now I'm getting out of the way because we have a woman of God that is so awesome. She is such a blessing, and I tell you, she is amazing in what all she does. I tell you, she's amazing to me, and she is one of our co-founders here on the Master's Call. After a successful 12-year career as an industrial engineer in corporate America, she had accepted her call into the ministry. God has used this woman, getting all of her degrees from Spelman up to Oral Roberts University, up from regular bachelor's up to her doctorate. God has used her. She has been nominated as Who's Who among American colleges and universities. She started several entities where she has been blessing to the people, and she served as a pastor, senior pastor of Gathering of the Eagles Worship Center in Dallas. She's also an associate minister of Mount Corinth Baptist Church there in Texas. She is a blessing as a caregiver to her mother, and I tell you, this woman is definitely a caregiver to all of us. She is our mother eagle, the woman of God who serves with such an humble spirit, love people, love God, and she's got a prophetic ministry. She's got a pastoral ministry. She has a gift to serve in so many capacities. She's known around the world. We love her, and you will love her when you hear her minister with such the power of God and the anointing on her life. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, none other than our very own Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon of Prairie View, Texas. Are you there, Dr. V?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning. And again, thank you for that extremely kind introduction. Just a hundredfold love back to you. We could not get this done every day and make the Master's Call the success that it is without the input of you, our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, our Mississippi Queen, and to our dear Minister Kai there in Norcross, Georgia, outside of Atlanta. You are such a blessing in our lives, in the lives of the Master's Call, Artist Life. Thank you for your hospitality as you greeted and seated the people of God this morning in this telecommunication sanctuary. And the warmest of Christmas season's greetings to each and every one of you on the line this morning. So excited to have you call in. As I'm looking on the board, I always get excited when I see new names, new numbers, new people of God who have taken the time, made the time to come in and hear what thus saith the word of the Lord. on behalf of our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, who's up in Alaska right now, and myself, we are just humbled by your presence. There is a word from the Lord. I started it yesterday and want to continue. Didn't think I'd be continuing this quickly, but I am always ready, in season and out of season. Our last Bible study for 2017, as I was teaching my class last night, and we're completing a chapter called Do Your Job. Yep, my pastor, senior pastor, Dr. Clarence Talley, wrote this book in this last chapter that we're covering on Do Your Job, talked about Paul writing his letter to Timothy and encouraging Timothy in the midst of fierce persecution of the church, that we each have something that we must do. And with that backdrop, I started yesterday reminding us that there are things we must do, meaning the system that the Lord set up, that God set up from the beginning of time, was when he sent his son who left perfection, left utopia of heaven and came to earth. I always say Jesus was born to die. He came to be the substitution, that big word I learned in seminary, the propitiation for our sins. But he set up a system that things don't happen unless we activate them here on earth. So what we started on and what we're going to continue on today is the topic, we must ask, A-S-K, we must ask, seek and knock to receive the blessings of God. We must ask. In other words, we must initiate. We must start. Many people just stay in the mode of crying, reacting, feeling sorrowful, but they never get to the proactive place. And the system that God set up for his believers to request his divine intervention is we must ask, seek, and knock. And even with ask, seek, and knock, that spells ask, seek, and knock. And yesterday I spent time talking about the attributes of asking. And I first discussed about our attitude, that we have to have the right attitude based and rooted in believing God and his word. And one of the scriptures we use is Philippians 4, that 6th through 7th verse, that we must have the right attitude. And then the second component of asking the attributes is you have to anticipate the adversaries, the world. We are in the world, but we're not of the world. And it's a pretty evil world right now. And we have to anticipate the adversaries. There is a real devil. There is a real enemy that fights just as hard to abort, to sideline, to derail the desires of your heart. I know it's not fair. Life isn't fair. Understand that. Get a mindset to anticipate. Be proactive. Don't be, as I call it, a spiritual streaker. Be proactive. Put on your armor of God, your Ephesians 6, every day. Get dressed. You get dressed physically every day. You do the rudiments of a schedule to prepare yourself to go out of your home every day. Why do so many of us not prepare ourselves spiritually? Oh, let me not get caught up there. I felt a message coming out of that one. And we talked about the answer comes through the adversities when we're sensitive. We're talking about some of the attributes of asking, seeking, and knocking to receive the blessings of God. Then I talked about with the right attitude that we can remember when we expect the adversary to be the adversary. Remember, God is able, and he's given through us delegated ability and by the Holy Spirit. Wow, that paraclete. That 1 John 4, that fourth verse, it says, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world, because you have the Holy Ghost and all of heaven backing you up. Come on now, get that attitude of knowing that you are on the right side. And we talked about, as we have that right attitude of gratitude, that we can achieve the goals and dreams and the desires of our heart. So we're going to start now this morning on how do we confront, continue, and conquer every challenge in our lives. See, it's great to have head knowledge. And boy, I tell you, a powerful truth was dealt with me years ago. I've been blessed to be mentored through the years by Dr. Cindy Trim. And one of the things she said to me, when I would always say knowledge is power, she'd check me. She said, no, Vanessa, knowledge is not power. Applied knowledge is power. She said, the Bible is full of powerful promises, but if you never apply the promises in the Bible, they'll never be manifested in your life. She said, a socket, an outlet, is full of power, but until you plug in that appliance, plug in that instrument into the source of that power. So that's why I've always corrected people now. I said, okay, I've learned from one of my mentors. It's not knowledge is power, because knowledge is always there. Knowledge is everywhere. You get on Google and, woo, lots of knowledge. But if you don't apply the knowledge, we're talking about how do we confront? How do we continue? How do we ask correctly? See, we have to remember and embrace the grace that God has given us as the with the authority. That's part of that asking. You have the authority of the believer. Way back when I was in ORU, and I say way back because that was in 1990 through 94, I was blessed at that time. Papa Hagen was alive, and I'd often go over to Rhema, and he wrote a simple little powerful pamphlet, and it's still around today, called The Authority of the Believer. That set me free. That messed a sister up. That helped me understand how to be more proactive with my promises of God, to understand that God gave us delegated authority. And when we keep waiting for God to do, he's trying to remind us, I have delegated. Jesus said, I am not coming back down again and get on the cross again. I said, it is finished. I delegated the authority to each and every one of us who call on the name of Jesus. And with that authority, we have to stay in. Here's the key. Hold on to this one. We've got to stay in agreement with him and his word. Whenever anyone, and I get calls almost every day, with people having challenges in their life, and I always say, I want to hear what the situation is so we can pull up the word of God that applies to it. Then I say the powerful thing that Matthew 18 and 19 tells us. I say, okay, we're going to lock in agreement. Because the word of God has promised us, as we agree, whatsoever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Now, I'm not on a solo mission. This is a team effort. We're going to lock in agreement. That's why it's so important when you're praying with others. And that's why I do not understand why folks who's married, when you have a partner and you're one in the spirit anyway, you don't lock in agreement and watch God do some phenomenal things. Because, see, that in the red, folks, is not up for debate. Again, that Matthew 18, 19, 20 says, again, I say unto you, and if two of you, he didn't ask for 20, he just said two. If two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that ye shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst also. So here again, when we understand our authority in the name of Jesus, of which above there is absolutely no name. See, John 14, that 13th verse, that's in the red, y'all. Jesus said it. That settles it. And whosoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. We've got something we must do first. Get proactive, get positive, get postured to know and understand the authority that comes in the name of Jesus. And we must always remember who we are in Christ and whose we are. With the authority, we must always administer authority with the spirit of love, agape love. Let us administer, show love to all and in all of our actions. Remember, it's just important how we say what we say when we administer, how we apply the truths of God. And this is just as important as the what and the when we apply. It's another A in that S. Apply, activate, action, the principles of God. So when we ask, we must administer, apply the word with agape love. In full demonstration and in full display. See, demonstration calls for action, and we all should be the active and aggressive, proactive ambassadors of Christ. Oh, yeah, I like that. That's the Holy Ghost AAA card you need today. We all should be the active and aggressive, proactive ambassadors. There's your three A's of Jesus Christ. Remember, ambassador means a person who acts as a representative or a promoter of a specified activity. We're sent to represent. We all are, all believers. We're representatives of Christ. And daily, we must ask for him to help us represent him well, to be awesome ambassadors of Jesus Christ. Just like there was a season where Dr. P.K. Patton was the ambassador of artists, and she was constantly traveling, demonstrating, explaining, and asking each of us to be his ministers in the marketplace, sharing now every one of us are called. And that's why I always say ministers in the marketplace. When God birthed that in my spirit, and I just started hearing it more and more around the country, we are ministers in the marketplace, like Paul was a tent maker. Like Lydia, many people had trades, and they used those skills. It was easier an attorney to an accountant to a homemaker. That's your field and your sphere of influence to be God's ambassador. So ask God to help you be his awesome and anointed ambassador, his minister in the marketplace. And when we walk in our authority, guess what, y'all? Yeah, I said y'all. I'm from Texas. The anointing of the Lord will show up and show out in our lives, because it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. We've heard it. It's in the red again this morning, Luke 4, that very familiar 18th and 19th verse. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the broken, to preach deliverance to the captives and the recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. As believers, we're anointed by God with grace for our different journeys in Christ. I quoted it earlier, 1 John 4, verse 4. This was truly the ORU theme. Oral Roberts, if he said this to us once, I could see him towering over us now on that chapel stage. He said this again and again. Ye of God, little children, have overcome them. And he put his hands on his belly and say, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You got to see that. I don't care what fiery darts the enemy throws at you. No, he doesn't play fair. Yes, they're holy haters. Yes, they're hiccups in life. Yes, folks will try to set you up, but remind yourself, lay hands on your old stomach this morning. Greater is he that's in me, the Holy Ghost, the Paraclete, all our heaven is backing me up, and I understand my authority. You see, when you ask, have the peace. Here comes another one. Have the assurance. Come on. Us good Baptist folks especially. The blessed assurance that greater is he that's within you than any attack that comes from the world. Oh, I hear that here right now. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Oh, this morning, you got delegated authority. You're an heir of salvation. Purchase of God, born of his spirit. And thank you, Jesus, we're washed in his blood. Come on, ambassadors, this is my story. This is my song. Today we ought to be praising our Savior all the day long. This is our story. This is our song. We're praising our Savior all the day long. Why do you think in the cotton fields they knew to praise him? They knew to lift up the praises of God. When the praises go up, the blessings come down, but you got to do your part. You got to activate. You got to anoint yourself. In other words, you must ask, then seek, and knock to receive the blessings of God. Next time we're together, we're going to go on to the seeking of God. I pray this word has reminded you to do what you're called to do. Open your mouth. Activate the heavens. Decree and declare. Ask your God, your daddy God, to show up and show out in your behalf according to the word. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Woo, let the church say amen. You have messed me up over here, Dr. V. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that awesome, profound message this morning. I was looking for a universal microphone to plug this message into so everybody could hear it. Oh, glory to God. Anointed, active, aggressive ambassadors of Jesus Christ. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let us pray over these prayer requests this morning. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. We glorify you, Father, for all that you have done for us. We thank you, Lord God, for being Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Thank you, Father, for being El Shaddai all by yourself. Thank you, Lord God, that you love us so much that you gave us your very own son, that we too may be heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We thank you, oh God, that you told us to call on you and you will answer and then show us great and mighty things we didn't know. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for your mercy endures forever. We thank you, oh God, for blessing those, Lord God, who have called on your name. We thank you, oh God, that you have healed the sick and you have conquered the world, Lord God, given us the victory through Christ Jesus. And with that, Lord God, we decree and declare that Ada is healed by the blood of the Lamb. We decree and declare that Kendra is healed by the blood of the Lamb. We decree and declare that Robin's grandmother is healed by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you, oh God, that your word is forever settled in heaven and you watch over it to perform it. We thank you, oh God, for comforting the bereaved families, Lord, Wendy Darcy and her family, Lord God, Anastasia Lewis and Kenya and their families, oh God. We thank you, Father, for being there for them, Lord, in every aspect of their lives. We glorify you, Father God, for being the Almighty God, our everlasting Father. We thank you, Father God, as you touch and heal Dr. PK, Lord God, as she's up there in Alaska with her family, Lord God. We thank you for Mother Joseph, Father, for doing a marvelous work in her life this very hour, Father God. We thank you, oh God, for all that you do for the people of God that have called on your name this morning, that are on this call, Lord God. We thank you for a special blessing that you're giving them at this very hour in this very moment, Lord God. We thank you for blessing their going out, blessing their coming in, letting them realize, Father, that they're the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. No weapon formed against them will prosper. We glorify you, Father, for this woman of God who has given us this awesome on-time word this morning. Pour back into her virtues of blessings on top of blessings on top of blessings, Lord, like never before. We give your name the glory and honor and praise for Artist Life in this entirety, Father God. We thank you for doing the work. In Jesus' name we say hallelujah and amen. Share, share, share this word. Please share this word with somebody today and let them know that that number is 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677-pound. Get on events@artistlife.com. Get your tickets for $29 for extravaganza. And be sure to get on the new morning motivational call with the testimonies that's going to come forth. That number is 712-770-4005. The pen is 294-617-pound. Thank you, Minister Kai, for seating and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord in your voice this morning. And thank you again, woman of God, for giving us a profound message this morning. Would you please come and give us our benediction?
Amen, amen, amen. I hope to hear many of you all on the testimonial call this morning because that's where we really shine when we go through our tests and give the testimony of the goodness of God because we ask. Father God, we just thank you for this word. Let it marinate. Please let it saturate into the hearts of these, your people, so that we will go out and decree and declare your blessings by asking you as we activate the heavens each and every day with your word, so that we're anointed to walk out your will in our lives. Now, Father, we lift up our dear Pastor Candy. Also, it's at the homegoing of her brother, George, and with Traveling Mercies back there to Chicago this weekend. We just include all the other prayer requests that have been covered. We know you're a God that hears and answers prayer. Let our fortified faith take us from this call, but never from your presence. And as we go out as your ambassadors today, let our light so shine that it'll draw others to you. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Let's go out and have an awesome day as his ministers in the marketplace. Be blessed. Bye-bye.